Amid an FBI investigation, a city-ordered review, and claims that corruption was at the heart of the original process, the Charlotte Airport is reopening its controversial taxi contract. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
It wasn't until the arrest of former Mayor Patrick Cannon that these allegations started to gain traction. As recently as April, the contract signed in 2011 was on autopilot for its annual renewal. Then, after that arrest, claims of a pay-to-play scheme run by Mohamed Genetian, the head of a Charlotte hospitality group, and Cannon, his political ally. The accusations are that those companies that paid Genetian $5,000 annually would get slots at the airport. Those who didn't were out.
I understand there have been allegations made. There have been allegations made from the very beginning.
Brent Cagle is the interim aviation director.
Obviously, we want all of our dealings to be fair and equitable, and we want them to follow city code, of course. So we are concerned, and we wanted to make sure that we were crossing the T's and dotting the I's, so to speak.
Currently, there are only three companies that can pick up passengers at the airport. But as city manager Ron Carley told the council last night, even that number is up for consideration.
We will begin immediately the process of going through the rebidding, which will include determining how many companies and how many taxi cabs would be appropriate to include under that process.
Access to the airport can make or break a cab company. According to official numbers, Crown Cab, one of the three companies that can currently pick up passengers, made 13,382 airport trips last month. If drivers charged just the $25 airport to uptown flat rate for every one of those trips, it means more than $334,000 in business. In comparison, Frank Hinson had to close his company, Checker Cab, just months after losing access to Charlotte Douglas. So now, taxi companies will again bid for access to the most lucrative market in the city. Those bids will be accepted later this fall. A new contract will begin in the summer of 2015. But the old contract isn't done yet. In fact, Cagle says he extended that original contract for one more year.
I think that the decision strikes the right balance between customer service and a fair and equitable process.
Obaid Khan is one of those saying the original contract was anything but fair and equitable. He is co-owner of Diamond Cab, one of the companies that lost airport access. His reaction to the new contract?
Bittersweet. Sweet that they are looking into the rebid process, and bitter where it could possibly take up to a year.
His family, he says, has sold land and cut costs to keep Diamond open.
Without the airport income, we just can't pay our bills. We can't, you know, it's tough to open our doors, so we're going to have to pull some more strings and somehow come up with another business plan, at least survive in the next year.
Khan says he hopes the new taxi contract will be similar to the way it was prior to 2011. When all cab companies in the city could service the airport. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.